Welcome to this week's edition of the Say Can You See podcast. It's a podcast associated with the 714 Prayer Report, which is published every Friday. I'm Paul Meredith, the author of the 714 Prayer Report and your host for this podcast each week. I'm a concerned pastor. I'm concerned about the spiritual condition of our nation and concerned about the direction we're headed. And the purpose of this podcast is to highlight some of the issues that are addressed in the 714 Prayer Report and to provide some additional commentary. In this week's prayer report, you will find part two of our three-part series on prayer. And what we're aiming for there is just to have a refresher. Since the prayer report is obviously about prayer, we thought it would be a good idea to just refresh our understanding and remind ourselves from Scripture about how important and vital prayer is to the effectiveness of everything that we do in our Christian lives. And we'll conclude the series with part three next Friday, and the focus next week will be on the practical value of prayer in our lives. And so you'll want to read that next Friday. The big news last Friday, just after last week's 714 prayer report was posted, was the RFK Jr. announcement that he was suspending his campaign and endorsing Donald Trump in this year's election. It was really a historic moment, to have someone like Kennedy endorsing a Republican, just sort of a monumental thing to happen. And it could end up being a deciding factor in the entire election. Conservative Christians are not going to agree with RFK Jr. on every issue, of course. But with the fate of our republic on the line, it's good to have someone who stands with us against the totalitarianism that awaits us if we go 8 more years or even 4 more years down the Marxist path that we're on. And so I hope you could see that. And sometimes you have allies that you may not agree with everything that they stand for, and they wouldn't agree with you. But if you're in a existential struggle, it's important to have all the help you can get. And so it was good news last Friday about RFK Jr. We also have part one in this week's 714 report, part one of a multi-part series on the marks of Marxism. And you'll want to read that if you haven't already. It's an introduction to the topic. And beginning with next week's report, we'll begin listing some of the distinguishing marks that define what Marxism is all about. And hopefully that will advance your knowledge and understanding of what we're up against at this point in our history as a nation. And there's some really great links that are embedded in this week's prayer report, and I would encourage you to take a look at these as you have time. You can spot the links. They're a different color. They're not the same as the rest of the print, and I believe they're underlined, and so you can spot one of those links. Most of you probably know this already, but for those of you who don't, you just simply bring your cursor over the link and click on it, and it will take you to a source of information or news related to that portion of the prayer report. And we have several of those this week that I would really encourage you to take a look at. We have Kamala Harris in her own words, and this will reveal just what a radically left Marxist she is. If you haven't heard these already or seen them in print, you can go to this link. I think it was done by Sean Hannity from his webpage, Hannity.com. And if you haven't seen it already, you need to take a look at that. We also have some links related to the RFK Jr. announcement that he was partnering with the Trump campaign. We have his announcement last Friday. There's a link that could take you to that announcement. It was really a very, very moving speech that he made. And again, I want to say that conservative Christians are not going to agree with everything that someone like RFK Jr. stands for. But, you could tell that the man was sincere. You could tell that he was passionate about this idea of the health of our children in this nation. And he feels it very strongly, and he wants to bring that issue to the forefront. And it's something that's really, you know, it has been ignored to a great extent. And so it's an opportunity for him to help President Trump, even if, you know, in the campaign, he's going to be a help, I believe, in the campaign. But once President Trump is back in office, which we pray that he will be, someone like Robert F. Kennedy Jr. could really help in the administration on issues of the health of our nation, the health of our children in particular, and all of the toxins and things that are in our foods. And so we have that announcement that he made last Friday, and then we have his speech at the Trump rally later last Friday night in Arizona. He came on stage with President Trump and made a very powerful speech, very electric moment in the campaign, and you'll want to take a look at that. And we also have his interview with Tucker Carlson, which he did, I think, on Monday of this week. And the only caution I would give you there is that, and I watched the interview, but I just can't remember if there was any language that would be inappropriate. Sometimes Tucker gets a little loose with his language. I wish he wouldn't do that because he has so many good things to say, and I know it's very off-putting to us as as Christians that don't want to hear that kind of language. And so I caution you about that, but the interview was, again, very, very moving and very telling. And so I'd encourage you, you know, certainly as an adult to take a look at that and just be aware that you may hear a dirty word occasionally. And I can't remember for sure in that interview if that was true. And then we have a link to an RFK Jr. supporter explaining why he will switch his vote to Trump. And he really preaches a sermon. This is a very godly person, evidently. And he preaches a sermon of sorts, summarizing where we are as a nation going into this election. And if you only click on one link, it's about 4 minutes to hear what he has to say. If you can only choose one link out of all of the links that are in this week's prayer report, I would encourage you to click on that one because it is very, very good. And you'll see if you click on it, you'll be glad you did. There's also a link at the bottom of the report or near the end of the report. And it's, again, the link to the Hillsdale College online course that they have. It's a 6-part course on Marxism, socialism, and communism. And it's extremely well done. And I would encourage you, if you just, you know, they're about 35 minutes in length, each of the parts. It's a free course. There's no, you don't have to pay anything. Just sign up. And you can begin to watch these 6 segments. Do one a night until you make your way through it, but it will really enlighten you about the subject of Marxism, and it will bring you up to date about where we are in our nation, the cultural Marxist revolution that's been taking place in our nation and where we are today. And, you know, even as I hear myself, I hear myself saying that about a revolution that is taking place in our nation. It's surreal to me as I think about that, but it's nonetheless true. And I hope you can see that. I would ask you, can you see how far down this road we've come and where we stand as we determine where we're going to, are we going to continue heading in that direction? Or are we going to pull back from the brink in this year's election? Well, I want to ask you to please help us get the word out about the 714 Prayer Report. Share the website with as many people as you can. The web address, again, is www.714, that's the number 714, prayerreport.com. Again, www.714prayerreport.com. And I want to remind you there's a download button that you can click when you are reading the report that will take you to a PDF version of each prayer report. And it will always be just two printed pages, so you can print it out and it would be front and back on a single sheet of paper. Feel free to make copies and distribute them to your church, to your family, to your friends, to your civic clubs. They won't be able to access the links on the printed version, of course, but still the information that's contained in the report itself would be worth them reading. And we want to get the word out in every way that we can, and the word about this podcast as well. So please help us do that. And we want to just try to gain as wide a distribution as possible for both of these. And again, I need your help to do that. Well, that's all for this week. I want to thank you for listening. And remember to take time every day to pray and seek the Lord for our nation. He is the only hope we have. Again, thank you for listening this week. And I hope to meet you back here next week. God bless you.